Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of The Week Trend is a Coward.
Oh my God.
That's right, I said it. Canceling his concert just because his voice went out and he's a singer.
So
come
what?
Come on.
Get your ass out there and sing.
Sing harder. maybe we can start with that. I'm Jack. That is Miles.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd.
He was in a weekend state, it turns out.
Oh, this could go the whole episode.
This weekend, The Weeknd revealed his voice was weakened.
Yeah, he kind of gave this heartfelt apology, was like, let's play it.
Yeah, basically his voice went out a couple songs into his second show in LA, and this was him informing the audience that the show can't go on.
I want to personally come out and apologize to you guys. I don't know what just happened when I screamed, but I just lost my voice. This is... I don't want to stop the show. But I...
Boo!
...the concert that I want to give you right now.
Oh.
I'm going to make sure everybody's good, get your money back, but I'll do a show real soon for you guys. But I wanted to come out and apologize. I tweeted or Instagram or whatever. I want you guys to know.
I like people in the audience are like, all right, that's it. Let's go then. Let's go. Because they know that fucking the exodus from the SoFi would probably be awful, awful, awful.
This would be the equivalent of, you know, Kevin Durant snaps his Achilles and comes out and is like, hey, guys, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to be able to play basketball for the rest of this game. And everyone in Golden State.
Boo! Like,
boo!
Get a new one.
Get a new Achilles.
What?
We didn't come here for excuses. We came here to watch you play ball.
Yeah. I mean, he sounded devastated.
He sounded devastated. Yeah.
What else could go wrong?
Any other profession, that is a terrifying moment. Like, just the same way it's like devastating when an athlete is like, all right, my whole career rests on this one part of my body.
My arm
and it
going
just
like
got
this
hurt
in this motion.
And it just got hurt. Like, we allow them to be carted off and like clap for them as they like give the thumbs up and be like, oh, my life is over. But The Weeknd's voice goes out and everyone's like, oh, come on, man. Because I think everybody's had their voice go out and they think they can just like kind of gravel through it, maybe.
I definitely feel their pain. You know, I don't know if you boo, but I get that like a couple songs into a Weeknd concert, you're like, hey, we're just getting started. I'm not even horny like I need to be yet. And then he's like, hey, sorry, I don't know what happened, man. Y'all are going to have to go home. I know I got y'all real excited for that. I would be like, fuck.
I feel like this is different, though.
That show.
Like the Adele thing. All right. So Super Producer Brian's pointing out, it sucks if you move in or if you flew in for it or moved to LA
just for this show.
I live here now because of this show and you just canceled it. The Adele thing was wild because it was just like the show's not ready and people had like flown to Vegas to watch it. Like that right. feels a little different. This is, I don't know, man. He's physically incapable of performing, and it's not like he just like went backstage and was like, I don't know, you guys go out there and tell him something.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's nothing unreasonable about what he did. I think if anything, we have video of an unfortunate event, and sometimes you're hearing people boo.
Leave the Weeknd alone is my ultimate stance here. Speaking of leave people alone, Gavin Newsom, guys. Get off his back.
Woke Bay Gavin Newsom?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's trending because, you know, the awful heat wave in California, basically. And this fucking guy, he was like, hey, we need to maybe throttle back our electricity usage in the state so we don't absolutely fuck up our grid and tax our grid, saying, you know, just turn your thermostats to like 78. Don't use like a bunch of large appliances by 9. A lot of people just took that as like, oh, look at this guy. He's probably using AC. So what? Everyone in California can't have the lights on or use electricity? It's like, no, they're just saying everyone is obviously going to be running air conditioning because there's a fucking heat wave. Because of that, maybe until 9, don't run your motherfucking whatever the fuck other gigantic appliances you might have that use a bunch of power to relieve the stress on the grid.
That's we all. Keep a bounce house inflated in our backyard. Just like the fan just blowing nonstop. I keep all
Come on now, fans, Jack. You need multiple fans to keep that.
Well, it is a 2-acre large bounce house. So we do have, you know, fans coming in from all different directions. You know, but I unplugged our fountains to, you know, those take up a lot of energy. You've seen our fountains. We have
The same guy who designed the Bellagio one.
Yeah,
right?
The Bellagio. Yeah. The Bellagio. I said, give me a Bellagio.
Give me a Bellagio.
No, but this, all right.
Any little things that have to be plugged, that are just draining little bits of power. It's like, I can be a little efficient because I understand that the fucking grid is taxed.
I'm no Newsom head, okay? I'm no Newsy. Is that a thing we could call ourselves?
Yeah, fine. Why not?
But this feels like the best use of the emergency alert system that I've ever witnessed, because every other one I'm not saying like we shouldn't use it for the other ones, but this is the first one that actually applied to me and caused me to do something, other than, you know, look around and be like, nope, I don't see a maroon Honda Accord, you know, with a elderly person being kidnapped in it. This one, though, I was like, all right, I'm going to go into every room in my house and make sure there aren't lights on anywhere or any devices on. And that was probably smart. Like, that was probably a smart usage. But I did notice California, you know, said that they're planning to phase out gas-powered vehicles by, you know, in the next... I forget what the deadline on that is. And then, you know, within a handful of news cycles after that, said like people needed to throttle back on electricity, and people were like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So what, we're just not supposed to drive cars now? It's like, yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's the answer, but
it just doesn't make sense. It's like, whatever. That's how all these political attacks are. And like, you know, get mad that this guy like is constantly voting against like farm workers, but then that's not a issue for the right, if anything. So
Yeah.
Whatever. Be mad that fucking climate change has made this part of the country so hot and we don't have our shit together with our energy mix that we can just get through it without taxing the grid.
Sorry, it was wild, like that. Driving up through California, like north, and you know, it's pure brown for hours north of Los Angeles until you get to, you know, basically
where there's the actual water,
the Sierras,
right?
And then there's, it's like brown with some green mixed in, but it does feel like we've reached a new reality.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good. Not good. It's bad. Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Good. Come on.
Don't worry about it. Come on.
It was while driving through Death Valley, and there were still signs up that were like flooding, flood, like watch out for flooding. And, you know, it seemed like it couldn't have been. There were lake beds that were completely dried out, but then also signs for flooding because there had recently been like biblical flooding from huge storms. So weird time to. This probably will be excerpted by some right wing podcast to be like, see, California, the Californians are revolting.
Look, I'm just glad I've been reading the good word for a while now. So it's preparing me a lot. You know, I'm just like Noah had to face the floods and persevered. I look at myself in the same way, you know, praise Christ.
There you go. iPhone 14 is trending. A new, larger 6.7-inch size joins the popular 6.1-inch design, featuring a new dual-camera system. I thought there were already four.
Fuck, I got three on my other phone. I got an iPhone, like, fucking 11.
Oh, maybe it's, like, another camera, a whole other camera? I don't know. It's one of those things where I could just click on the thing, but instead I'll just speculate on the blurb that we've got.
Well, here. I think because we always, whenever there's an iPhone or whatever announcement, we're like, bro, just say the fucking thing that is so different. I don't care about the new fucking chip or A5 Bionic, whatever. Yeah. Just tell me, like, yo, this shit does, you could take 3D video. I don't know, like something weird like that. And even then, I don't need it anymore. I don't need it. I feel like we've peaked once they added that, like, wide lens.
Right.
On the Pro.
Yeah,
that's pretty much it. It's pretty good.
It is. I mean, so the camera just appears to have two lenses instead of the four that I've become accustomed to, or the three. So that's weird that there are fewer visible lenses, but apparently they've added cameras. They're putting in a higher resolution sensor, though. So
there's that. And get less of a notch in the screen up top. Notch. You know?
That's what I'm talking about. Less notch. Come on. There's also, and this is kind of cool. We'll see if this actually works, but crash detection, a smartphone industry first safety device with emergency SOS via satellite.
Oh, okay. Well,
and best battery life on iPhone, which is always good. Improved battery life. Crash detection, I can just see that being a thing where you jam on the brakes and suddenly your phone like shuts down and a helicopter is coming.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I hope your insurance is going to call that ambulance call.
Yeah.
Cover that, huh? We'll see what happens. Well, great. Death to the screen notch.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and talk top jobs. Steve is still number one, but we'll see what else they have to say. Dad joke. Be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
And we're back. And somebody came out with a list of the 10 most in-demand work-from-anywhere jobs companies are hiring for in 2022.
Yeah.
2022.
CNBC. Just like last time when they were like, hey, you want to know the worst fucking cities to live in if you're just a person working a regular job? They have, yeah, just what the jobs that are allowing people like the real freedom to work from anywhere. And I'm surprised podcasts are not on there, you know?
I know, I am a little surprised too.
Or just being generally kind of cool. Number one, product designer, then writer, product manager, executive assistant is number four, recruiter is at five, social media manager, marketing manager, graphic designer, UX designer, WordPress developer.
Okay.
So I guess that maybe means these are the jobs that companies are hiring for right now. So, like, if you got these skills, be on the lookout. That's wild to be, like, an executive. I guess, in my mind, executive assistant, I still think of, like, the old school way of a person who's underpaid and absolutely, like, abused by the person they're assisting. Right. And to think that that could be done remotely, that makes me feel like it's a little bit of progress. Or whatever an executive assistant is these days, because it might not be just being someone's personal attaché.
Yeah, there are three jobs on here that were jobs 20 years ago. Writer. It's funny that it's like product designer, like, and then number two, writer. Number three, product manager. Or, you know.
Executive assistant.
Tuchel and Klopp.
Ooh,
Tuchel,
wow, I love that.
Slash Klopp.
Tuchel,
how'd I do?
Thomas Tuchel.
Thomas
and Tuchel? Jurgen Klopp. They're trending. Okay. What do they have in common? They both managed Borussia Dortmund, the football club in Dortmund. But now they both work, one of them works in the Premier League in England. Thomas Tuchel just lost his job as the manager of Chelsea. Todd Boehly, who's like one of the owners of the Dodgers, just bought Chelsea after the Russian oligarch Roman Abramovich had to like cede control because of sanctions after the Ukrainian invasion. And so this American guy just kind of come in, spent £250 million, and then just fired the fucking coach like that. And like signed two players. This coach is like, I need this guy and this guy, and then we'll have our shit figured out. Fired fucking like the first game one of these players plays, and everyone's like, what the fuck's going on? So it's just, you know, a lot of talk about that, and the Champions League has just started. And spoiler alert, if you haven't watched the matches today, Liverpool Football Club, who, you know, won the Champions League a couple years ago, they are in terrible shape, it looks like, at the moment. So a lot of football is out there. Harry Kane, massive.
Massive.
Harry Kane is playing right now, too.
Amazing.
And you know what? Oh, he didn't score. Richarlison did. Nah.
Both keepers trending.
Oh, my God.
Now, here's a team I can get behind.
People who talk the talk and walk the walk.
Exactly. The Anti-Defamation League reports the receipt of data showing hundreds of elected officials, military members, and law enforcement officers are allegedly among supporters and enlistees of the Oath Keepers.
Oh, no way. No way. No way.
Are they going to name names? What's the next step here?
I think you may be able to look at it.
Damn.
Or I don't know. We'll figure out what they're going to do, but I'm sure a lot of, I mean, I'm like, hundreds? That's it?
are Oath Keepers the ones who, there keeps being leaked footage of them training in fields in various places, and it looks like one of those.
Oh, I think you're maybe Patriot Front, where they're
in a
phalanx.
I'm thinking about Patriot Front.
Yeah. They're like in like a phalanx, like fucking Spartan style with shields and shit, and they're like, retreat!
It looks
like
a Ren Faire.
It's more so than fucking, I mean, there. I was like looking at a clip like that, and I was like, I'm surprised for all the actual training these men have as police. Why do they look so disorganized?
Yeah, this must
like
be
in their cosplay khaki terrorist group,
right?
But this isn't a surprising headline when you consider, like, we've seen this consistent overlap between like extremist groups and law enforcement, especially on the right wing. So, maybe some people will lose their jobs, or maybe if these elected officials, they'll do even better now with this Oath Keeper cred. But yeah, they're the group who say, they're made up of people who had, you know, taken the oath to protect the United States against enemies foreign and domestic.
Mm-hmm.
And they take that oath very seriously to this day. And so they will.
And by domestic, they mean you and me.
Yeah. Anyone who is not a cishet Christian,
right,
who will vote just, you know, reflexively for anything in the Republican Party. So, yeah. Real normal one in America.
And finally, we've learned that Trump had nuclear documents, but not just nuclear codes, which I'm assuming could be changed once he left office.
Yeah,
but
those aren't useful.
There's new, you know, leaked information that a document describing a foreign government's military defenses, including its nuclear capabilities, was found by FBI agents among the documents when they, you know, that they retrieved from Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
Which is pretty scary. That's pretty sensitive stuff that nations would pay a lot of money to get their hands on.
Oh, yeah. So like the global security equivalent of like, hey, let me peek at that guy's hand really quick in poker.
Right.
Let me look at their cards real quick. They're like, okay, yeah, go ahead. I think this is, most people speculate that this is in direct response to that terrible decision that the judge made about the special master being able to go through some of the documents. And I think it's just kind of being like, stop fucking acting like this is like, we can be a little loose with Trump, okay? And they're being like, these are fucking like, these are, the consequence could be dire. But then you're like, well, then what the fuck were you doing this whole year? Like, it's just so weird how even like with these DOJ people, like there's always like, well, you know, what's the best time to do it and all this other shit, and just kind of, that's why we're consistently, when we talk about the story, it's just like, yeah, I don't know, man, like it looks bad for a normal person,
right? The special master thing was the first indication that it was business as usual and he's gonna find a way to get out of it.
Well, yeah, because you know that pipeline is like, you appeal to like the next circuit court that's like stacked with like MAGA people, and then maybe they'll kick that up to the Supreme Court. And I believe like Clarence Thomas, I was reading something about like how like who would potentially be the first justice to look at it. And that could be like, that could delay things for months. If they started appealing things. So that's why, like, a lot of, there've been a lot of pieces that are like, should the DOJ appeal or not? Nine theories we have. Like, fine, cool. How about just get an odds machine that are put together by like people with good legal know-how on like, what's the vaguest line on an actual indictment here?
Right. It would be interesting if it was going up the appeals, you know, up towards the Supreme Court, and they have to make the decision as to whether he should be the Republican nominee. I mean, in any other circumstance, it would be interesting, but in this case, he's definitely going to be the Republican nominee, so it doesn't really matter. I think even if the Republican, you know, the bodies that like pull the strings behind the scenes try to stop him and try and give it to DeSantis, it's still going to be him.
I don't know, but who's really tried to stop him? That's the thing. I don't think any Republicans have really tried to stop him outside of
they
trying
did in
to
2016.
Change.
Yeah, when he was running. So
they're like, if anything, they want to do battle in the court of public opinion. You know, like right. with this fucking Lincoln Project bullshit. Like these other Republicans, like, oh my god, this guy's so bad. It's like that's all y'all are doing.
This guy's so bad. He stinks.
They haven't
you know?
Taken a shot. They ain't taking a shot at him. You know, where's like the time where we see like you're like, oh man, McConnell went for it.
Right.
Now he's leaking.
Yeah.
I don't think it's gonna be like that. I think on the left and the right, it's just like easier to be like, I don't really like rocking the boat.
It'll be interesting. but yeah, I mean, yep. It's just so wild that like he had these documents that it's
unbelievable.
If you learned in 2014, say 2015, like mm-hmm. that Donald Trump was going to be the president, the like cartoon, like bad movie version in your mind would be, oh, he's going to like take nuclear documents and all these like sensitive documents and try and sell them probably because he's
a
grifter. So it's, you know, he is who we thought he was and who he said he was.
Huh.
Everything since then has been a distraction.
All right, Donald, you got me now. I'll believe the last 40 years of how you've been behaving in public. And I'm
right.
I think you're showing us who you are.
Believe who people say they are. Mm-hmm. All right. Those are some of the things that are trending
yes.
on this Wednesday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of mm-hmm. the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be yeah. kind to yourselves.
Yeah.
Get the vaccine. Don't yeah. do nothing about white supremacy. Nope. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.